See, Here's the Thing is brought to you by Grisey Audiovisual, All in Act Theater Company, and Michael Haas for Erie City Council.
Are you ready for a release from your work week? Well, you've come to the right place, listeners. This is episode 51 of See, Here's the Thing, and today we welcome special guest Sean Burton, former host of the Swole Podcast. Our topics of the day include Wonder Woman, the best and worst Batmans, and a revival of The Gong Show, kind of starring Mike Myers, but not really starring Mike Myers. More or less Mike Myers with prosthetics and bad self-tanner. You'll understand when you listen to the episode, which is going to start right about now. Episode 51 of See, Here's the Thing. I am your host, Kate, and I am once again joined by my muscular host.
Oh, you've been working on one.
Patrick.
How about that? Muscular.
You're so muscular.
You are so blind.
I'm not.
That's adorable that you think
I'm
muscular.
You've got shoulders.
I've got shoulders.
You've got manly shoulders.
You have hands.
You know what? I could... What? What did you just say? I have?
You have hands.
Listen.
You've got big hands.
I do have large hands for a female.
Hands. You do. And big feet. What are you going to do, big foot?
I have size nines.
Yeah, they're huge.
Sometimes
they're boats.
9.5 for running shoes.
Now, you said this is episode what now?
51.
But our sheet says episode 50.
It's 51. Oh. I didn't correct it. Oh, let's just scrap it. Let's call it a day.
We're doing it live.
We're going live. One day we will actually go live.
No,
we won't.
We'll
make good on our promise.
No, we won't.
It adds an air of excitement.
It adds something. Do you know how much we edit? Do you know how much crap we take out?
We actually podcast for like 4 hours and then we condense it to an hour.
No,
that's not
true. 15 minutes.
That's not even true.
How are you, Miss Kate?
How am I? Well, I've got a drink in my hand. It's Friday Junior.
Today. It is Friday
my
Junior.
My favorite day of the week, Friday Junior. Uh-huh. And we've got a lot of stuff to talk about from the past week from our fans.
Fantastic.
I'm super
excited.
See what I did
there? Fantastic.
That was really nice. Yeah. Do you want to introduce our guest today?
I would love you for you to do it.
Would you like for me to do it? I see what you did there.
See what I did there?
Well, guys, today we have the lovely Sean Burton, who is the former host of the Swole Podcast. He is a personal trainer at The Bar Gym in Texas.
No, I'm glad I am so glad you paused right there.
Well, you know,
he's a personal trainer at the bar. Gym.
He teaches people how to drink. He's like, you are not drinking fast enough.
You, sir, need more
not
alcohol.
Enough reps. You're not sipping enough per hour. And
I like that motion you can do with your hand.
Thank you very much. Uh-huh. You don't want to know what I did.
Okay, go on.
But he's a personal trainer at an actual gym, not a bar. Although I would go to that bar.
Hang on a minute. He's a personal trainer at a gym or at a bar?
Both. It's called The Bar.
Okay.
It's in Texas.
Oh, it's called The Bar.
A Bar. Rebar.
You know what? This is just...
And...
I'm confused.
And he's a coffee connoisseur.
With your hands on your hips.
And he loves iron bean coffee.
Oh, well, that's
everybody,
nice.
Which means me and Patrick, welcome Sean Burton to
Yay!
The show.
Welcome.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. How are y'all doing today?
Well, we are...
He said y'all.
I'm too wrapped up in this concept of a bar and a gym.
Yeah. Why haven't we anyone thought of this?
You would be surprised at how confusing it could be, especially when you get phone calls from people who say, what kind of drinks do you serve there? And you have to
shakes.
Kind of pull the sarcasm out of your tone and say, ma'am, this is a gym. It's just called a bar. And 3 seconds of silence on the phone, and then she says... Oh, okay. Bye. Yeah. And then hangs up.
The disappointment.
I mean, I think you're missing out here. I think that there's a concept in here that needs to be explored.
Yeah. You want to take another sip, you need to do 10 more reps.
Because, like, you think about it, alcohol is a release. Working out is a release. What if you wanted two releases? That sounded terrible.
I am interested in a double release.
I could hook you up with a double release, sir. Just come to my bar.
Gym.
Anyway.
My bar / gym.
Or my friend Jim. That would be even more confusing.
Yeah, if Jim worked at the gym bar?
Yeah.
So Sean.
Oh, Jinx. Double Jinx.
You owe me a Coke.
Yes, I was about to say that.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was. Jinx, double Jinx, buy me a Coke. You never done that?
Yes, I've done that when I was in the middle school. Sure. We are not to call you Sean. We are to call you something else. Is that right?
You can call me Sturdy.
Sturdy. I will call you Sturdy.
But yeah. I think I change my nickname every couple months. Like my IG name changes as often as my nickname does.
Do you put a space in between "but you can call me" or is it all one word?
It's all one word. At "but you can call me Sturdy."
That's
I think
funny.
Before that awesome. It was Sean Tex-Mex Bandito. And then before that, it was the Texacadian when I was living in Canada. And before that, it was Jean-François Leboeuf.
You know, what's interesting is that Kate has so many nicknames and so many middle names.
I do?
Yeah, whenever she would speak about something, and I would say, oh, that was your middle name.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. He does this all the time. Whenever usually I make an innuendo and not on purpose, he always is like, that's what they used to call you in college.
Yeah. You know, she'll say, well, that was difficult. I'll say, well, that was your nickname in college, wasn't it?
You know, double release. Oh, that was your nickname in college. Double release.
Double release. Kate, how many double
nicknames,
release.
How many nicknames are you at right now?
I don't even.
Hundreds.
Thousands, maybe.
Yeah, probably in the thousands.
So
we should
plethora,
start writing these down.
A plethora, as they call it.
See, you have a plethora.
You know what? I think that you should open up a bar/gym, and then the Tex-Mex Bandito needs to be the mascot.
Yes, that should be the main drink, the Tex-Mex Bandito.
That's right. You just charge a shitload for it because it's going to be like a Gatorade and like a Long Island iced tea all wrapped into one.
And if you can't lift it, you can't drink it.
Exactly. Boom. It's like a challenge. Like you make people want to lift weights because they have to lift weights to lift the drink up and drink
it. To lift the drink. And the drink is going to be that good. Or it could be a contest. If you can lift the drink while drinking it until it's done, then you get the drink for free. If not, you have to pay like $50 or something like
it's
that.
It's kind of like Thor's hammer.
Guaranteed somebody will do it.
Only Thor can wield the hammer. Only some can drink the drink.
Now, if we say this out loud, does that mean we get all the rights and everything? Because we have like...
Is it recorded? It is recorded.
We are recording this, yeah.
We did say it first. Yeah, then we did say it first, so no one can steal that.
$1 million.
Slap that Creative Commons on it. We got it.
That was your nickname in college, wasn't it?
No, that doesn't work like that. You are pushing this way too far.
That was a good one. Come on.
You know what? You're not pushing way too far, Patrick.
Tell me.
The word of the day.
Did you just ask me for the word of the day?
No, but I think you had a double release.
And see.
And we're done.
And see.
Clean up.
Yeah, so the word of the day, Sean or Mr. Sturdy.
Wait, is he a mister?
Well, he's not a Mrs.
Maybe he's professor.
Well, I'm not a Mrs.
Doctor? Dr. Sturdy?
Doctor, professor.
Dr. Sturdy.
I'm going to go with Mr. Mr. Sturdy, our word of the podcast is a word I just kind of pick with the help of a webpage. The object of the word of the podcast is to try to sneak it in whenever you can. When you do get it in, you get a sound like this. And if you don't get it in, we go...
We've never done that to anybody.
I've done it to you.
I've never heard it.
So the word of the podcast for you to get in any way, shape, or form. And when I tell you the word, it can be used in any past tense, for future tense, anything. The word is terror. So
terror?
Yeah. Appropriate words would be terrifying, terrify, terror. The word of the podcast is terror.
Okay, terror.
Yeah,
that is terror.
I think I know. I even know my plan of attack.
Terrible actually would work.
Okay, can I just jot some notes down?
What are you gonna do?
Just don't you look, because you're gonna steal my idea.
I'm not gonna steal
your
idea.
You are gonna steal my idea.
I have my own ideas.
Okay. We usually jump right into our news clips of the week, but we've actually had some fantastic interactions this week on social media with our fans.
Thank you, everybody.
We wanted to highlight some of those things, and Sean, you're welcome to just join in and add your 2 cents, because that's what we do here on See Here's the Thing.
That's what I do.
It's an organic way of talking. And as Sean said, as we were talking before the show, that's when the magic happens.
That is where the magic happens.
And sometimes double releases as well. So anyway, this is a fun clip. This is a fun news clip because it's unresolved. We have a new patron on Patreon, and that is Megan Shearman.
Woo, Megan.
So Megan, welcome to the fold.
Yay.
Megan joined our other patron, our other one patron, All in Act Theater today or this week on Patreon. She is a monthly donor.
So what does she get?
She gets credit in all future shows.
You get nothing.
No, she gets something. Okay. She gets an everlasting gobstopper. She gets credit in all of our future shows. And excellent. She gets street cred on our social media pages.
Excellent.
So you too can also choose to help us in our podcast. podcast quest for fame. Yeah. All you have to do, you just have to donate $1 a month. That's it. $1 a month, $12 a year. That's like a movie ticket.
I do happen to know that Megan enjoys listening to our podcast while wearing a button and a bow.
How do you know that?
She'll understand.
Okay. That's an inside okay. joke. It isolates the rest of us, but thank you so much. Moving on. My own mother.
Is she a sponsor?
Oh, my God. So I sent out an email to our email list, and she sends me a message saying, I'll donate. I'll be your sponsor. I'm like, oh, that's great. She's like, I'll donate $1. So I was like, great. How do I do that? I said, you know the button at the end of the email that says, click here to donate? Click it. She hasn't figured it out yet.
Yeah, I haven't seen the money yet.
Well, no. Wow. No, so I have to help her. But she is a tentative patron on Patreon.
Our third, potential soon-to-be donor.
That's right.
That's right.
So
once
she's
we get
there
the software
too.
Figured out.
That's right. It's a lot of clicking buttons and pushing buttons. And
I don't even know if she thinks
levers.
We're still podcasting. She might have thought like we stopped a long time ago because she has no idea how to download.
Hey, Judy.
But we say hi to her every day.
That's right.
Anyway. We listened to some really great podcasts this week. A few of the ones that I have met through Twitter, and there's a Facebook group that I'm a part of. A few of these podcasts have been Story to Screen, Skip the Cutscene, it's a great video game podcast, The Shuffle Pod, The Concession Stand, which I'm going to get back to in a second because they're wonderful, Film Roast, two ladies talking about movies, You Can Rewind It, Story to Screen, and Just in Time.
Yeah, now our friends who have been on the show, the In All Seriousness group, they have recently announced that they're going to start their own podcast as well. And we'll be plugging them for sure once they
nice.
Get up and going. But there's a group that we have that Kate and I have studied with that we're excited for them and hope that goes well.
Moving on into more fan stuff, because man, the fans were out this week. It was great. It was this made my entire week. On our Facebook page, the lovely Paul from Varmint's podcast.
Hey, Paul.
Got on our Varmint's. Facebook page. Yeah, Varmint's. He talks about animals.
Yeah. And it's a great podcast.
He goes on from there to like mention how they're referenced in pop culture, and it's very entertaining. They're great. It's Paul and Donna Hugh.
Donna and Donna's awesome.
Who we, by the way, are going to have on the show as well.
Yay.
Nice.
But oh my God. So last week we talked about misheard song lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And we said if anybody had anything else that they wanted to like throw out there for misheard song lyrics, well, Paul got on the Facebook page and he mentioned the song I'd Really Love to See You Tonight. And there's a lyric in there that is, I'm not talking about moving in, but Paul thought it was, I'm not talking about the linen.
I'm not talking about moving in.
Well, then it moved on from there. We talked about Seal's song Kiss from a Rose, which I've misheard. Paul thought it was, the lyrics were, Kiss from a Rose on the Gravy.
Yes.
Which makes sense, because gravy's awesome.
Sure.
And then we had David Mitchell, who is one of our good friends and contributors on our Facebook page. He said, isn't there a Mark Anthony song that sounds like he's singing, by the balls, let the rhythm take you over by the balls, which... He's right, but it's not Mark Anthony. It's Enrique Iglesias' song, Bailamos. Which means to dance.
By the balls. Oh.
Not cojones. No. So then Paul was so funny because they start talking about how that's how they dance. They dance from the balls. That's where their dance starts. And it just went on from there. We got Donna in on the conversation. You need to take a look at this. It's on the side of our page from fan posts. It's just, it was so funny. I was so appreciative
that sounds
of that.
Awesome.
And like I said, Varmint's is going to be on coming up soon. But next week we have the Jock and Nerd team.
Jock and Nerd. Oh, so excited for
Imran and Anthony are going to be on, and it's going to be a laugh riot. I can't wait. And we're going to be back on Trivia Geeks.
Yeah.
I have one more request from our listeners, Patrick.
Oh, okay.
It's a very important request.
All right. From the listeners?
They have really taken to your impressions.
My impression? Oh, Sean, in case you haven't heard, I'm sure you have. I am a master impressionist. Yeah, I do celebrity impressions.
I'm a master impressionist myself.
This is going to work out.
Impression off.
This is becoming a traditional thing, it seems. Patrick gets really nervous when someone says that they're good at impressions.
Yeah, because I'm horrible. But yeah, go on.
Well, you have two requests.
All right.
One from Dave. He says he'd like you to do an impression of James Spader.
James Spader.
You know, Ultron from Avengers.
But I always say, keep your friends rich and your enemies rich and wait to find out which is which.
Okay, am I doing this now?
Would you like a minute to prepare, or
well, how about Sean? Do you want to do a good James Spader impersonation?
I don't think I've ever heard James Spader.
James Spader was in a really great comedy called Boston Legal, with William Shatner. He's on The Blacklist.
He was the Age of Ultron. He was the voice of Ultron.
Did motion capture.
Yeah, I can't picture that voice.
Here,
we could do this while he gets ready. Uh-huh. I can do a really nice Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh yeah, I'd love
to
hear.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Macho Man Randy Savage coming in live. And see, here's the thing. I don't tell you no lies. I don't dig in between. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, I love me some.
When are you going to start your impression?
Oh man.
Isn't that just you? Patrick?
I'm wanting to do my
Macho Man. You get Spade, man. I can't do Spade.
You can't stop doing it.
He was also in Secretary. Does that help you?
Macho Man was in Secretary.
No, James Spader.
He was in Secretary a couple times. Yeah, glad you noticed.
All right. So I got to do James Spader.
You got to do James
Spader.
You must do James Spader.
All right. I'm James Spader. I've got no strings. Stop. I can't do it. I'm laughing. Hang on. I got no strings. He held me down. I got no strings on me.
Wait. Hang on.
Wait, was that James Spader as Woody from Toy Story?
Oh, my God. Hang on. I know why you're doing that, but it doesn't make any sense. Patrick just watched the trailer
I'm James Spader.
Stop.
I'm working on it.
Patrick just watched the trailer for Age of Ultron, and they cleverly use the song I Got No Strings from Pinocchio.
Yeah, right. Pinocchio.
Oh, Pinocchio.
Pinocchio. And but they said it in a very, like, dissonant minor key.
Yeah.
At no point does Ultron actually sing the song.
Yes, he does.
He quotes it.
No,
he never sings
James
it.
James Spader does. He released an album of James Spader's greatest hits where he sings the song.
Show me the Amazon
link.
James Spader's greatest hits. Somebody out there find it for me.
Oh, my God. You are so full of shit.
So it doesn't exist.
Well, I got one to redeem you. I think you might know this one.
Okay, I got another one. Okay.
Rachel. Has requested that you do Bartok from Anastasia.
Anastasia's Bartok.
The little bat.
Sean, are you familiar with the cartoon Anastasia?
I haven't seen that since I was a child, and I had that on VHS way back in the day.
Yeah.
Anastasia, am I thinking of the right thing?
Yeah.
Anastasia.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking of the right thing. Yeah, I haven't seen that in forever.
Rachel's a little out there, so yeah.
She is
If I had known, I would have done a little bit of research and came up with it.
I know,
but
right?
I could do, how about a Hulk Hogan impersonation?
You are all over your... the WWE.
WWF. WWF Hulk Hogan.
WWA, WWF, whatever it takes. Go on, Hulk.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. What do we have up there? All laying down the line, brother. Vader, the man from the man, Mankind, Mick Foley, and here, my brother from another mother, Macho Man, Randy Savage, the King Macho Man, and the Mega Powers form is one, dude.
I've been all
the way down the line, brother. And then, what you gonna do? Wait, how does it go?
I think you were about to start singing Bad Boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for
you? What you gonna do when I come for you, brother?
That was Cookie Monster. That was a little Cookie Monster.
A really good Cookie Monster.
Excellent.
Well, hey, guess what time it is?
I'm not gonna do my Bartok impersonation.
It's John Cena time. I'm sorry, Patrick. It's time for you to do your impersonation.
Bartok, huh? Bartok the bat. Hello there, Kate. How are you there? I'm going to... Why do you thrash about when I'm doing my impersonations, Kate? Hey there, Kate.
Didn't know that the Romanov dynasty was actually from Minnesota.
Oh, well, that's what he does. He does a Minnesota voice a little bit there. Yes, he does.
Bobby's mom from Bobby's World.
Hey! I'll bet Bobby would
enjoy going to the pool, don't you know?
Oh, God.
Yes.
Yeah, she was definitely from Minnesota. Either that or,
Wisconsin?
Saskatchewan.
I'm going to give him a kick and a hi-ya and a whoocha dare.
We never would have.
What is your best impersonation?
Like
the best one where you nail like every time, like no prep.
Some would say every single one of them.
Can you define the term nailing? Because like it could be that he gets it completely right or just completely obliterates.
No.
Okay, let's go with completely right.
Okay, what do you? I, that's a great question.
No, it's a horrible question because I do none of them right.
You gotta at least do something right. Do Bender from Futurama. Who's there?
Dish.
Dish who?
Dish is Sean Connery.
Still a joke, but not a great impression. We're gonna have to work on that.
No, we're not.
To see what? No, I mean you gotta have one in your wheelhouse.
You really do. You have to have at least one. If my number one has always been Macho Man. I think my number two is
number two.
I guess I could do a decent Sean Connery or a Chris Walken. Chris Walken takes time though.
That's a tough one.
I know. Christopher Walken. All right.
Oh my God. I don't know if I do any.
Oh.
I think I do a good.
Yeah. Can you do?
Maybe.
I've never asked that question.
A decent Pikachu. Maybe.
Okay. That's one.
That's not a celebrity.
Yes, it is. In Japan.
Not.
Yes, it is. They like bow down to Pikachu in Japan.
Go on.
Pika. Pikachu.
That's it.
That's actually pretty good. I think that's the best one so far.
Pikachu. Pikachu.
Fuka me.
Fuka me. Fuka you.
Fuka you.
God. We are just rolling with it today. This is great.
Something. It's something, all right.
I love it. I wish that our show was just comedy so we could just keep going, but unfortunately, we brand our show as a pop culture podcast,
we have stuff to talk about.
We do have stuff to talk about, but there's not a ton of news clips this week. We can always circle back around. We can just say the headlines and then come back. We're having such a good time.
Well, let's get to it.
Let's get to them. Let's talk about some movie news. So in June, there are a ton of dynamite movies coming out. On June 2nd, Wonder Woman is premiering. And people are starting to scratch their heads a bit because apparently it's kind of being underpromoted.
What does that mean, underpromoted?
That's a stretch, seeing as how it's coming out of Hollywood. It's getting promoted like crazy because it's made to make. It's obviously made to make money. But
I've seen commercials.
Here's the point. It's being compared to other films like Wonder Woman. So people are looking at, specifically on YouTube, the YouTube channels for Wonder Woman versus Justice League. Justice League, if you look at their page, they've got 10, 12 trailers or TV spots that they featured. Wonder Woman has like 5. And Wonder Woman's coming out in a month. Justice League has 7 months to go. Okay, that's one thing. They're also saying that like some of the merchandise that's in stores, it's promoting it. There's some Funko Pops out for Wonder Woman, but some of the gear is not even based around the film. It's based off of the comic.
Yeah.
So nothing new there. So that's basically it. Justice League went so far as to make like a TV ad for the trailer to like hype up the trailer. And then my only takeaway from this is maybe it's okay, because if you think back to Suicide Squad, that was overpromoted to the hilt. And we had so many looks into the film that we got really excited, and then when the film came out, it wasn't as good as the trailers.
Well, I think the problem with that is that when you promote a movie like that and you raise expectations, everyone's expectations are risen, and it's hard to, you know, it's hard to live up to what's expected.
Yeah, they've overhyped it a little bit. But at the same time, just like in Suicide Squad, you're talking about a group of bad guys who, in their own right, already have a certain following. So I'm wondering if they're just putting so much money in Suicide Squad like they're doing with Justice League, because you're having all these major players in this one movie to kind of cover everyone's fan base, as opposed to a movie focusing on one singular character and just doing just enough to promote towards that one specific demographic. Right. I'm wondering if that has anything to do with
Well, and I think, too, I think these producing companies are scared that if they promote it too much, that the same thing that's going to happen, that, you know, that it's not going to live up to the expectation and people aren't going to be happy with it. I, quite frankly,
well,
I think
they were I remember reading articles on social media saying that a lot of people were complaining that the main actress, I can't remember her name, who is playing Wonder Woman, is not up to par to play a superhero at that caliber of Wonder Woman. And they're comparing how all these other guys who are playing these characters have gotten beefed up for the role. They're really submitting themselves into the role, whereas this woman was kind of, like, they don't feel that she fits Wonder Woman, basically. And I'm wondering if that's deterring them from really digging in financially with this movie.
I love her. She was my favorite part in Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, but listen to what you just said.
I know. It's like saying my favorite part of Spoiled Milk was the label. Because it's bad. I don't know. I tried to make a comparison. But anyway, I'm all for her. One of the funniest controversies about her and about the film that I cracked up over this week was that people were very upset that, according to some like early stills, she doesn't have any armpit hair. They were very angry.
I remember seeing that. What's the deal with that?
Well, she's supposed to be an Amazon.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. She's supposed to be this woman from the wild, and she's apparently got bleached armpits, so people were all up in arms because her armpits...
I'm pretty sure Linda Carter didn't have armpit hair when she played Wonder Woman.
Right? Could you imagine? Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I don't know what would be worse. Is having the bleached armpits or just having, like, hair that you can braid down there?
Are we talking?
I mean, we're talking Amazons. I mean, yeah, but I mean, I think Linda Carter could have gotten away with it given the time.
Seventies, they all had Bush.
But now, I mean,
you know what?
They had all had Bush in the 70s.
I've got a fix for both problems.
Go on. True.
There's not enough merchandise. People want to see the armpit hair. Let's just sell attachable armpit hairs for Wonder Woman.
Boom. Problem solved.
Got it.
Wow.
Mail your checks to whatever the email address is.
We just have a ton of good ideas in this podcast. The gym
million
bar.
Dollars.
A bar that's a gym and a gym that's a bar. And the attachable armpit hair.
Attachable armpit hair.
You too can be Wonder Woman.
Buy your Wonder Woman doll now with attachable armpit hair.
That's right.
Wow.
You can have it whatever way you want.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's
so Wonder Woman comes out in June?
June 2nd.
June 2nd.
It's the June kickoff movie. So boom. There's that.
Boom.
Another news clip about another superhero, one that is a little bit long in the tooth. Val Kilmer apparently wants to play Batman again.
Let him.
No.
He's 57.
I'm 57.
No.
Yeah.
No, Val Kilmer was one of the worst Batmans in the history of all Batman. There's no way.
He was the lip Batman. He was all lips. He just pouted the whole movie.
Okay, but better off. Best Batman ever. Go. Michael Keaton.
Oh, that's Patrick's favorite.
Yeah, it's my favorite. Michael Keaton was my favorite.
You're a real nice girl, and I like you a lot. But for right now, shut up.
It was the best. He was the best Batman.
Yeah.
I can tell you who wasn't my favorite.
Okay, worst Batman.
George Clooney.
Why are all the gorgeous ones homicidal maniacs? Is it me?
Oh, George Clooney. Yeah,
George Clooney.
Yeah, George Clooney.
I'll even put Val Kilmer above George Clooney.
Really?
Yeah.
I would, too. Yeah, I would, too.
Batman and Robin was a horrible film.
Yeah, that was just puns all over the place.
Yeah.
I mean, it was horrible, but it was kind of good in the fact that it was horrible. You know what I mean?
I think the only good thing was Uma Thurman playing Poison Ivy.
You know what?
What's that?
I changed my mind on the best Batman.
What's that?
I'm mad at myself. I didn't think of it.
Uh-oh.
Adam West.
Naturally, you didn't know I was wearing my special super thermal B long underwear.
Adam West was the best Batman.
Kevin Conroy.
You're not safe here.
No.
Shark repellent.
No, yes, thank you. Adam West was the best Batman.
Well, I don't want to get you guys too excited that Val Kilmer might be back as Batman. But it really, it's kind of a misdirect. He was on Reddit and answering some questions, and someone said, like, would you ever do Batman again? He said, love to. That's it.
No.
That's it.
That's what you're basing the whole story on?
Affleck totally killed Batman in the last, and now the Justice League, from what it looks like, in Batman versus Superman. Like, Affleck was a really good Batman.
Yeah,
I can't see how we can go from Affleck to Val Kilmer.
I'm on for it.
I really enjoyed him. I didn't think I was going into it, but I really came out going, I was really wrong about him.
Really?
Yeah, I had high hopes just for the film, but then, of course, it kind of was panned and got all the vitriol from...
Again, a lot of hype.
Yeah, too much hype. A lot of hype. So maybe it's a good thing that Wonder Woman is not being promoted too much.
Look at that. Wrapped right around there.
Did you like
that?
Very really nice. Yeah. Well, here's a news clip from the land of TV.
Okay.
TV land.
All right.
This is a weird one.
Okay.
Can I just say that?
You
it's
just did.
Odd.
Yeah, you okay. just did.
Thank you. I'm going to say it again. It's a weird one.
Okay.
Okay.
The Gong Show is coming back to TV. And it's got a real high-profile host. Mike Myers is set to host, but there's a catch. Mike Myers is not actually going to be the host. He's going to be in character as Tommy Maitland. So we're very used to seeing Mike Myers do prosthetic-based characters. Dr. Evil, Austin Powers, Fat Bastard, anything from the Austin Powers movies. He is wearing heavy prosthetics, and he's portraying an English host who's got to be in his late 60s, and he will be hosting the Gong Show as this character.
A little reminiscent of Tony Clifton for me.
Okay.
Nice.
A little reminiscent of Tony Clifton.
There was a clip online this week. Will Arnett was filling in for Jimmy Kimmel because Jimmy Kimmel has been out. He just had a newborn son. And so Will Arnett was there and had Mike Myers on as a guest, but Mike Myers was portraying this character, this Tommy Maitland. I think it confused a lot of people because he was very biting against Will Arnett. Like, he kept insulting Will Arnett. And I'm not sure if people knew it was him to begin with. I'd be anxious to find that out. Because you look at him first thing and you go, that's not anybody I know. But then you kind of hear the the Austin Powers accent come in a little bit. Yeah, he's kind of like a mixture of Fat Bastard and Austin Powers, in my opinion.
So Fat Bastard and Austin Powers fused.
Yes.
Yeah. Fat Austin.
So, Mr. Sturdy, have you actually heard this news clip yet?
I haven't. I'm trying, because the Gong Show sounds really familiar, and I'm trying to place it without asking first, because I'm
Gene,
dumb like
that. Gene, the dancing machine, and oh my gosh, the unknown comic. Oh my God. How, wait a minute. Sean, how old are you?
Do I really have to say?
I have a guess.
Take a guess.
You're 30.
Sturdy 30. Yes, I am.
Yeah, you guys are way too young.
You said that you have a VHS of Anastasia, and I did too, so.
Boom. See? Gotcha. Again, wait, just one subtle hint. That's all it takes.
Man,
you really missed your call. You should have been a detective.
Thank
you're
you.
too young to know the Gong Show. The Gong Show, oh, my older listeners.
I knew the Gong Show, but then again, I had old parents.
Gene, the dance machine, the unknown comic. They did an entire episode of the Gong Show that was it Feelings? Yeah. Every contestant came out and sang Feelings.
On purpose?
Yes. Yes. It was god-awful, and it was hysterical, and it was genius.
Good-awful. That's a word of the day.
Yeah. Well, I actually have an audio clip, if you both would like to listen, of Will Arnett interviewing Mike Myers as Tommy Maitland.
You're like a giant love popsicle, and I want to eat you all the way to the stick.
Okay.
No, but it's true.
Yeah, no, I know.
Someone like you can make it so big here.
Well.
No, but seriously. I mean, does he look like a cross between George Hamilton and a Crest white strip?
Oh, boy.
So you can kind of...
Oh, man.
You can kind of... Right? It's a funny joke. You can kind of hear the Austin Powers coming out a little bit. And it's
a little,
just,
like a tiny, tiny bit.
Tiny bit. It's just kind of creepy.
Again, Tony Clifton.
It's he was in Mike Myers was in Inglourious Basterds. He had a very small role in a scene. I think it was with the who was supposed to be Winston Churchill, and what is his name, the British agent who was going undercover with the Basterds.
It's been a while since I can't think. He's been so long.
He's in Prometheus. The android.
Oh, Michael Fassbender.
There you go.
Yeah.
That was Mike Myers in costume debriefing him. And it sounds very much so like that character.
Funny. That's a great trivia clip.
It's very interesting. He does really, really well with that. And I guess I'm wondering if the prosthetics help him really get into the character, as opposed to just him just as Mike Myers doing an impersonation of this guy.
Yeah. I'm anxious to see how this is perceived from the public because it's not necessarily him, but it's this weird character. If this is going to make the series more in the spotlight, or if people are just going to be kind of creeped out by it, because it is a little creepy, but whatever. It's a new gimmick. I got to give it to him for originality. There's that.
Totally.
What do you think, Patrick?
No, I think, like I said, I think it sounds like he's going to be an insulting gentleman who's going to, he's definitely not. Like I can't think of the original host name for Gong Show. Yeah. It's not the same character. He's going to do an insulting British character.
Well,
so he's going to be Simon. He's basically going to be an older version of Simon from
more crass Simon.
Got Talent.
Yeah.
So along with Mike Myers, some of the guests on the show, the celebrity panel will include Will Arnett, Zach Galifianakis, Alison Brie, Andy Samberg.
I love Alison Brie.
Elizabeth Banks, Joel McHale, Dana Carvey, Will Forte, Jack Black, and Anthony Anderson.
Nice.
So it's going to be a star-studded affair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's stacked.
Well, would you like to take a break, gentlemen?
Sure.
Let's take a little bit of a break. When we come back, we're going to rush through the quick clips of the week, and then we're going to talk to Mr. Sturdy a little bit more, maybe do some more celebrity impersonations, maybe have a wrestling match. We're not sure. And I've got a special game for these two gents.
Oh, that always makes me nervous.
Based around fitness terms. We'll be right back.
Hey, Kate.
Hey, Patrick.
Hey, guess who's here?
Who's here?
David Mitchell.
Wait, isn't that guy from Allen Act?
No, Allen Act. Hey, he's here to tell us about his schedule.
His schedule? Like what he does every day?
We want to know his BMs.
Oh, I have two. And I mean number two.
Dave's here to talk about his upcoming schedule for All in Act.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Tell us all about your spring schedule for All in Act Theater.
Our spring schedule has some really great stuff coming up. First of all, we are opening in April 28th through May with Ken Ludwig's fantastic, hilarious farce, Lend Me a Tenor, followed by our student production in June of William Shakespeare's classic Romeo and Juliet.
I hear that's a comedy.
Oh, no. Well, I'm sure it has funny moments.
What else are you guys doing?
Oh, well, we're following that up in September, October with Sleuth, followed by The Crucible by Arthur Miller, and we're ending the year with Ray Cooney's hilarious farce, Tom, Dick, and Harry.
If anybody wanted to go find out more information about All in Act or the upcoming productions, where might they go?
Oh, you might go to www.allinact.net. Not Allen's Act, All in Act, ALLANACT.NET. All in Act Theater is located at 652 West 17th Street in Erie, Pennsylvania. A dollar of every admission is donated to community shelter services and helps Erie's homeless. We are located at 652 West 17th Street, Erie, PA. You can also get us at allinact.net. To date, we have raised over $39,000 for Erie's homeless.
That's fantastic.
You can also find All in Act on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
And they are also proud sponsors of See, Here's the Thing.
Erie's best entertainment value. Theater lives here.
The Varmints Podcast is a brand new podcast all about animals by two nerds named Paul and Donna who know next to nothing about animals. Every week, they do a bunch of research to educate themselves and you, the listener, on all things that creep, crawl, slither, fly, hop, and swim on this planet one animal at a time. They talk about animals on TV and in video games, too. It's just like one of those nature documentaries on PBS, except without David Attenborough. Or any kind of expertise. Or really long science words. Or fancy, polished production values by viewers like you. They're on Blazing Caribou Studios. Go to blazingcariboustudios.com or look for Varmints on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. And we are back. I'm here again with my muscular co-host, Patrick, and our guest of the day, Sean, Mr. Sturdy Burton.
It's all becoming very clear while I'm the muscular guest.
Why is that?
Because of who our guest is today.
Well, he's quite sturdy.
Mm-hmm. I am pretty sturdy.
He is pretty sturdy. He's good for leaning on at a bar.
There you go.
Not the kind that's in the gym, the other bar. I have a very fun game.
You left us with this game.
I have a very fun
game
plan.
I'm going to tell you right now, mm-hmm. I'm a little terrified by it.
You shouldn't be terrified. This is trying to level the playing field because I give points for creativity. I give points for correctness and confidence in delivery.
Oh,
which
I am all over this.
We know you have that in spades, so.
That's the clincher right there.
So, gentlemen, the game of the day is fitness terms. So I'm going to give you a fitness term because Mr. Sturdy over here is very into fitness, and Patrick is, I don't know, what are you? How would you describe yourself in terms of fitness?
Fit as a fiddle.
As a fiddle.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
I'm just going to give you a fitness term. Yeah. And in all fairness, I'm going to let Patrick answer first because there's a good chance that Sean actually knows what it is.
And what if he doesn't?
Then and what if I don't?
He will have to be creative as hell.
All right.
Because we know you have that in spades, like I said. All right. So the first term is bonking.
This is a fitness term.
Well, yes.
Yes. Okay. So bonking, actually, joke's on you. Mm-hmm. I belong to a gym where there is a strict no bonking rule.
No, the term is bonking.
Oh, sorry. There's a strict no bonking rule. And bonking is the act of when you're doing free weights and you lift that bar off and you grunt, you go, and the bar goes up. And when it falls to the ground, it goes bonk, 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 bonk. And that's, you're not allowed to do that. They don't want you to drop the weights on the ground and make that sound.
All right, Sean, what's bonking?
Bonking, I'm very similar to Patrick's. It's a Planet Fitness term that happens whenever you drop your weight and it and from a high point. So I'm going with Patrick on that one.
Yeah, that's right.
Actually, you both are incorrect.
Ooh.
I think the Planet Fitness term might have been grunt. No grunt zone. I switched gyms, but bonking is when your workout suddenly feels especially hard because your body has run out of glycogen stores.
Bonking.
Where are
bonking.
You? Did you make this up?
I had no idea.
I'm not making this up. These are real terms.
Are you pulling this out of nowhere?
Are you?
No. Oh no. Are
you boinking me?
I'm not boinking. Well, maybe not tonight. Here's my next one. The term is DOMS.
DOMS.
DOMS. And if it helps you, they are all in capital letters, so this is an acronym.
Oh shit.
This get it, Patrick.
Is DOMS. An acronym. DOMS. DOMS.
You can do this.
So it's a little known fact that every gym has their membership drive. Okay. And part of their membership drive is to honor one of their best patrons as the dumbbell of the month. So this is a high status for somebody who has been there and who's been lifting weights and who does a really nice job, maybe a little bit of a meathead, but really nice. They are a DOM.
Okay, but the term was DOMS, and you said dumbbell of the month. What would it be? DOTM.
Okay, so the is lowercase, clearly. But there's an S. There's an
S. So
okay, dumbbell of the month, stupid, is what it stands for.
Oh, there's a comma. I didn't realize.
Dumbbell of the month, stupid.
Okay, Sean, do you know what DOMS means?
Yeah, and being a DOMS, whatever that was, a dumbbell of the month a few times myself, DOMS stands for delayed onset muscle soreness. It basically means that your lactic acid has been remaining to torn up muscle tissue that you have when you work out, and the soreness effect doesn't come within a 24-hour period. It actually comes in a later period, usually between 48 to 72 hours.
What a buffoon!
It's a result of lactic acid left that in the muscle
so
tissue that you
wrong.
Unfortunately, Patrick, he even improved my definition that I had found.
What?
So, yeah, that was very right. That was very right. All right, gents, keep your maturity in check. The next term is fartlek.
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 Patrick.
Fartlek.
I'm going to give you a hint.
Please.
It's Swedish.
Fartlek? Hey, the fartlek. So a fartlek would be...
Oh, that's Irish.
I don't know why I tried. Fartlek.
Yeah.
Can I have a spelling, please?
Fartlek. Fart, L-E-K.
Fartlek. All right. Okay. It's a little known fact that the working out releases a lot of different energies in your body. And so, like when you're doing yoga and sometimes so the fartlek is a room, a separate room in the gym that you are able to go when you are about to relieve some air.
And what was that sound again?
So the fartlek room is where you would go to release the poisons.
I gotcha. Sean, do you know what a fartlek is?
It sounds like something you would find on a back page ad. To be honest, I've never heard of that term before,
so I'm
just going to concede at that.
Yes,
at this
right.
question,
okay.
next
right.
question.
Okay, so fartlek is actually Swedish for speed play. It's a form of interval training for runners in which the pace is continually varied.
I like my answer
better. Wow.
You like it?
And I know the method, but I didn't know that was what it was called.
Yeah. It's
why would they go with that? That sounds so unappeasing.
Right?
I don't think anybody really
wants. Cardio in itself is unappeasing anyway, so I guess it works.
Testify, brother.
Right, yeah. So here's another one.
Oh, is there more?
I just think these are fun to, you know.
Okay.
What right. if someone go tuning in it. Today was like, I want to hear all about movies, but then they're motivated to go fartlek? Who knows who we could be inspiring? Anyway. Actually,
can I take a little break in fartlek?
No.
Okay.
You've been fartleking the whole time.
Right.
The next term is gluteal amnesia.
Oh, I had this once, but I forgot what it was.
Can you try to remember?
Gluteal amnesia. Clearly, it has. It's a compound word, Kate. It's made up of two things: gluteal, which would be the muscles in the buttocks.
Yes.
And amnesia, which is forgetting.
Okay, I'm not. I'm not saying that you're right.
No,
I'm
I know. So it's the act of working out your body for hours, but ignoring your glutes, which is a terrible thing. Because then you end up with a buff arms, bust chest, huge legs, and a tiny little rear end. So you can't neglect the glutes. I've forgotten the word. What was it again?
Gluteal amnesia.
You just had gluteal amnesia.
I totally had gluteal amnesia in my ass.
Sean, do you know what this means?
Okay, so I'm assuming that this is a condition for people who sit very often. Basically, the muscles and the glutes have atrophied while everything else tightens around them, and it's a condition that kind of causes pancake ass. If I
in college?
Pancake ass. Patrick Pancake ass.
Okay, so the what I have is, this is when your glutes are inactive for long periods of time.
How am I wrong?
Like sitting, and they can forget how to contract.
Boom.
My glutes do not forget how to contract.
Okay. I think I've got just one more.
Jeez.
Is that okay? I've got one more
I'm
term.
Exhausted.
It's a lightning round. It's just one term. all right. Quick. The last term is junk miles.
Say that one more time.
Junk miles.
Yunk okay. or junk?
Junk.
J-U-N-K.
Junk.
I actually know
miles.
This. Okay.
Junk
know
miles,
this.
Yeah.
Everyone is very familiar with what's called a Fitbit, where it's a little watch you wear on your wrist that keeps track of your... keeps track of your how far you've gone and your mileage. The... What was the word again? Junk miles. Junk miles is a little watch you wear on your hoo-ha that when you run, it goes in a little circle and it counts up. And so you can work out. You can work.
Keep going.
It's a little watch that every time you work out, so if you're on the treadmill and your legs are going, well, your junk is going too. Left to right, the left to right, the left to right, the left to right. Especially if you're not wearing the right protection.
It doesn't go up and down?
It up and down and left and up and down and right. And
yeah,
up and down,
it yeah, depends. Yeah.
It does, yeah, if you're not wearing the right stuff. So junk miles are how long your junk has traveled without you.
Sean, do you have any ideas?
Not as good as that. Okay, so junk miles, I think it's a term that long-distance runners use. They're basically the warm-up miles, the miles that don't count in their long-run warm-up work, long-run workout.
That is correct. And what I have here, it's a somewhat controversial term. Not because it could be construed with your pee-pee, but...
pee-pee?
pee-pee. It can be used to describe miles run at a slow, easy pace. Some believe these miles have no benefit. Others disagree because your junk benefits.
junk benefits.
Junk benefits.
Your junk does benefit from doing any miles and cardio, so yes.
It's true.
So wait a minute.
Yes.
If my junk benefits, I can run to beef that up?
That's another topic for another episode, Patrick. We don't have that much time today to talk about how we can beef up your junk. That's okay, though. Well, hey, I got some...
And this is when you say...
Quick clips?
Time? No, my junk doesn't need to be beefed. Oh, that's when you say that.
Your junk is fine the way it is.
Forget it. Oh, let's just go Lord. To the... We'll go to the... That's fine.
Your junk needs no more extra attention.
All right, let's go.
Your junk...
Okay.
Oh, you wanted it, no. Anyway. Well, we've got some quick clips for the week. These Thank are just kind God. Of some news clips that we get through in rapid succession because they're worthy of mention. First of all, Haunted Mansion, the great, great Disney World attraction, is possibly becoming a restaurant in the chain. This is news that is kind of a no-brainer for me. Don't know why they haven't jumped on this before, but there have been some rumors on some message boards, which is why I got wind of this. This has become a trend because Disney has a ride called the Jungle Cruise. They just recently opened a restaurant, which is based off the Jungle Cruise, and there is a movie coming out with, you guessed it, The Rock, that is going to be about the Jungle Cruise attraction.
He's a wrestler.
The Rock is a wrestler. Sean, do
technically
you...
was. Oh, am I? Is this my cue?
Oh, yeah, that's your cue.
Well, The Rock says this. I'm going to take this. I'm going to make this movie, make $1 million, make it back to the WWE, win the heavyweight title. And oh, wait, and that, no, that's Stone Cold.
I didn't know The Rock was Jewish. it's subtle, but it's there.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Yeah, that's it. That's his catchphrase.
Yeah, that's it.
That was his catchphrase. I think I was starting with The Rock, but then I was going to end with Stone Cold Steve Austin, yeah, and that just does not
Everyone
work.
Does that.
Moving on. Cars 3 is coming out this summer, and according to producers, Paul Newman, may he rest in peace, will still be appearing in it as
his... The popcorn maker.
The popcorn maker?
Paul Newman?
Not, no.
Paul Newman.
Randy Newman. Randy.
You got a friend in me.
Oh, that was a good bender.
Actually, it did sound like Bender.
It was a good bender. Yeah. Anyway, so when they first recorded Paul Newman in the first Car movie, they apparently had like 28 hours of just extra Paul Newman stuff. He would start telling stories. They just kept the recording equipment running. And I guess John Lasseter came out and told the producers that you can't fake Paul Newman's voice. You're going to have to figure out a way how to get him in this movie.
So they didn't call me.
They did not call you. I didn't even know you did a Paul Newman impression. I'm not going to ask
I
you
won't
to do it,
do
right
it now.
Now.
No,
it just...
Let's say you do a good Paul Newman. That would be awesome to hear.
It's news like to me, Sean.
Paul really. Newman in Slapshot.
There you go. There you go.
Not, do not
right
it.
Now. Not right now, but I'm working up for maybe a future episode.
Yeah, so nice. Newman will be in Cars 3. Live with Kelly Ripa got a new host this week.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I sure did.
Ryan Seacrest.
You know what that means.
He's hurting for money, I guess, but he is now going to be Kelly Ripa's host on Live in the
I
morning.
Have something for you. 10'11".
His height?
That is both of their heights put together.
Oh, heavens, because she's so short.
She's 5'3", he's 5'8".
Oh, that's right, because Joel McHale used to make fun of his height.
So everybody who walks on that set is going to be a giant.
Oh, and they always have like celebrity basketball players on.
Oh,
yeah.
They're going to be huge. Well,
there you go.
Maybe that's why.
Michael Strahan like balanced it out, but Ryan Seacrest now. Forget about it.
Maybe their chairs chip. Their chairs tip.
Their
fill up my glass, please. Woo! Here's a great one. Speaking of The Rock, Fate of the Furious has made $1 billion overseas.
Overseas. That's the important thing.
Yeah, but still. Yeah. I give him credit. That's a great milestone to get to. Applause is necessary, right?
That is.
So that's
can we
just
stop making Fast and Furious movies
now?
Yeah,
please. Please.
Can we please stop doing that?
Well, I know. They got Helen Mirren this time. Who are they going to get next time as a big British superstar?
I'm done with that whole franchise.
Maybe they'll get Tommy Maitland from The Gong Show. Get Austin Powers and F9.
Speaking of Fate and Furious, have you seen the Mario Kart parody to the trailers?
No.
Mamma mia, they're still on us. Let's go to phase two. Phase two? What's phase two?
The bombs away!
Holy shit!
Thank you for that. Thank you.
I don't even need to
you're
do
very,
the last.
You're very welcome. That's something that definitely needs to be shared. I was in a. We were doing an event down at the bar athletic club. We did a Super Total Mega Meet, which is basically a powerlifting event and a weightlifting event combined. And one of the lifters was talking about it, and none of us knew what he was talking about. So he showed it to us, and we probably watched it a billion times just in that day alone. It was
so
good.
Kate's, one of Kate's nicknames was Mega Meat.
Yes, back in my glory days, I was the Mega Meat.
What else you got, Kate?
I was the megaest of meats. It's because I did my junk miles. I put them in.
You have junk, and we're done.
That was a life I don't like to talk about, Patrick. Anyway. Well, Sean, you've been just downright delightful. You have brought out many different sides in us today. This has been a lot of fun. Tell our listeners where they can find you.
Oh, yeah. So my I am on Facebook, but my biggest thing is Instagram, because Facebook is just Facebook is Facebook. So you can find me at, but you can call me Sturdy, all one word, no caps. I'm usually posting mostly either pieces that I write. I'm a bit of an amateur poet. I actually had a poetry book published a while ago. So I'll post that or post random videos of me just being retarded or doing splits, which I'm very happy about. And you can find me there.
Wait. You can't just. Are we talking about running splits or like
no,
your
splits,
crotch
splits,
hit
like
the ground?
Johnny Cage nut punch splits for Mortal Kombat.
I
like
get that reference.
Splits. Johnny Cage wins.
Okay. So I'll post videos of that. We're down here at the bar, San Angelo, Texas. It's an awesome place. And we are sponsored by Iron Bean Coffee Company. Fred and Chanel Deirdrick are behind Iron Bean. It's a small company based out of Toledo, Ohio. And they're absolutely amazing. They're amazing people. They're coffee rivals, anything that you can buy to date. Big names, big company names, small company names, whether you're in North America or you're in Canada or Mexico, doesn't matter. If you use, I actually have a coupon code. Can I give a coupon code out?
You sure can.
You bet.
Okay. If you go to their website, it's ironbeancoffee.com and use coupon code BARBARIAN, all caps, one word. You get 20% off all coffee purchased from them. They offer ground and they offer whole bean as well, whether you prefer to grind yours up yourself or not. I personally recommend Ride or Die. It's their smoothest flavor. It's their best flavor, not bitter whatsoever. Rage Against the Dying of the Light is their highest caffeinated coffee for those who just really go for the caffeine. They have an Odin that has a chocolate undertone that you can actually taste, and there's no bite to the coffee or anything like that. So definitely check them out again. It's ironbeancoffee.com. Coupon code BARBARIAN, you'll get 20% off your coffee. If you've ever had a meal cooked by someone who legitimately loves you, you can taste it in the food. You can literally taste it in their coffee.
Never,
you can taste the passion in their coffee. It's unreal.
I've never experienced that.
And you never will again.
Oh, God.
But you are going to get...
Somebody make me something with love, please.
But you are angling for a double release later.
Yay!
Let's tie it all back in. Oh, God, my night's going to be full of terrors.
There it is.
Got it.
You got it.
Boom. Did you already get it in?
I got it in twice.
Oh, double release.
I double released this
There
episode.
You go.
Sean, did you get it in?
I got it in a couple times.
Did Dang you really?
It.
Fantastic.
Sneaky son of a bitch.
You sneaky son of a bitch.
I almost forgot. I was going to use it for Haunted Mansion. Completely forgot.
Yeah, I know. I saw you write down.
Yeah, I know. I didn't want you to see my cheat sheet. Guys, I forget about this word because I get so excited and geeky about pop culture, and look what happens.
And that's what happened. You caught into it.
I got into it. Well, gosh, thanks, listeners, for tuning in once again to see Here's the Thing.
And if anybody else has any other misheard lyrics, keep that conversation going. That's awesome.
And just to remind you once again, next week we get to be on Trivia Geeks over on Blazing Caribou.
So please keep your heads up
for that. We're going to be having on the hosts of the Varmints podcast as well as the Jock and Nerd podcast. So
that sounds so good.
Give them a listen if you're into animals of any sort of variety. Varmints is for you. If you love comic book culture and superheroes, Jock and Nerd is for you. The Jock and Nerd. We love them. So anyways... Thank you again for listening, and we will see you next
week.
No worries. Thank you guys for having me. I had a lot of fun.
So we will see you next week. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.
Bye.